Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm not going to lie. I love it when you guys text in. Sometimes I'm interested in the thought process of the text. Not trying to be mean or anything, but from the 832, they said, here's a question. Name one former Texas that can help this current team. They're choosing Folu Fatukasi, and I don't know if they were just thinking a Texan from this season that's not playing or whatever, but if we're going all former Texans, I don't think Foley's top 10, and that's all with all due respect to him because I thought he was very useful for you last year.
Thank you for the text, Mrs. Fatukasi. what, 20, 25 you could name?
You think 20, 25?
Easy.
Easy? All right.
Former Texans as far as
that,
like...
That could help this team that, right
that's
now.
That's still currently playing in the NFL. Yeah.
Or current play or just like former Texans, period?
No, just former Texans.
All right, go for it. I would like to hear. You said 25?
Yeah. let's say Chris Myers.
Okay.
Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
Wade Smith.
Agree.
Let's go. I'm just in the, off the top of my head.
Yep. That's three.
Let's see who else is on the offensive. I can name 10 offensive linemen, and I'm just trying. I don't have the list in front of me. You have a list?
Someone said Arian Foster. I think I'd probably take that.
Arian Foster.
Yeah, 3-2.
Hell. Owen Daniels.
Okay.
Come on. Right. Come on.
You don't think he can help this team?
Fox? Come on.
Well, I'm just thinking like the areas of significant
Danielle
need,
Manning.
Right.
Let's see. Grover Quinn.
Okay,
That's just like...
Safety.
Off the top of my head. You could probably go 20, 25 deep.
You said you would go 20, 25. You ain't
I
get could. To 10.
Let me get the... Yeah. Let me get the
we ain't got, we ain't got, no, we yeah, ain't got to waste no time.
I thought you were just going to rattle these off. You were like, three and maybe. All right. Yeah. He didn't even say J.J. Watt. That's crazy.
J.J. Watt.
now you said J.J. Yeah. I see you there. Yeah. All right, let's go around the NFL where... Is Joe Burrow okay?
I don't know.
Because it does not sound like Joe Burrow is okay. Can you give me this audio here? Because yesterday at his press conference, and to be fair, Joe Burrow typically kind of has a little bit of a sullen look generally. I think that's fair to say there. Like he does not always look like he's bursting with energy, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the actual words that he said sounded like Joe Burrow was going through some real stuff right now.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Somebody typing their ass off.
Yeah, because he's not, Joe Burrow sounded like you might need to call somebody to make sure he's not going to.
It sounds like he in court.
I don't know if there's a good way of saying this, so I apologize if this is crass. Yeah. Joe Burrow sounds like you need to watch him right now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Joe Burrow sounded like
not in a health.
We're not letting you by you. We're not letting you alone. That's the kind of sound that he had.
When I saw that, I'm like, man, we need to pray for him. I don't know what's going on. He said all of the above, so football related, personal.
Yeah. I'm sensing Andrew Luck vibes.
That's been brought up a number of times. And so the question I have is, how much of this do you feel is the Bengals and how woeful they are? How much do you feel like is the injuries that have continued to plague him, but put the Bengals in some ways in these circumstances? And how much of this do you feel like is just outside and maybe him not wanting to play football?
I would say 75-25%. This is not I want out as in I want to play somewhere else. This is I want out.
You think so?
Out.
Yeah, you know? To me, it seemed like, I mean, even if he did want to go somewhere else, I don't know how easy that is for him to just go to another team.
We've seen how easy that is here in this city. When a quarterback is like, I want out, that's not the easiest thing to make happen. I hope he doesn't have a scandal that then complicates
it. But see, that's the thing. Yeah. When there's no scandal going on, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. You think the Bengals going to be like, all right, cool. Yeah.
Well,
they ain't going to do that.
But
so.
I don't even think that's the main thing. And then you talk about, you know, keep an eye on Joe Burrow. I don't think it's like I want to play somewhere else. I think it's I've been battered for, 3 years, 4 years? In a row.
That's where I was
I think
getting
his
that.
Past preseason was the first preseason that he even played in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because he's been so beat up. That's Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
That's Andrew Luck.
Yeah. But he did specify, in order for me to keep doing this, I need to have fun. And that does sound like somebody who is angling. Not to say that he is
maybe, but it also maybe I'm not having any fun anymore.
On top of the losing, and then he's going through every year is an injury.
It could be what you said, but it also could be like I don't get the most out of this game anymore.
Sure,
you know
that's kind of like doing a job that's like a very like hard job. To the point you like, man, I don't know how long I could do to keep doing this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that either of those are unfair. Like, I think it is absolutely fair to see and hear the clear comparisons to when Andrew Luck, as we saw in division, where he was like, taking a toll. And then all of a sudden it was like, actually,
I'm out. Yeah.
And I think that there is an even further connection to make there. Andrew Luck was a unique type of dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he was not motivated by the thing that I think motivates other people. Joe Burrow was somewhat similar in that way. Like, he's a little bit more of a thinker than I think people give him credit for.
Yeah.
And I can imagine him and see him going like, all right, what is this all for? But at the same time, he's a competitor. That shows through. And I think for me, I just keep hearing the having fun. And I go, yeah, when you're fighting back from injuries, that's a lot. But when you're fighting back from injuries so that you can go and fight to maybe claw your way into the playoffs and know that you don't have any way of getting in and doing anything, especially because there's no defense and there never will be. I think that probably hampers the opportunity of fun, where I imagine him being somewhere else would feel a lot more fun and maybe would make all of the sacrifices in the fighting back from injury and those things worthwhile.
I think both things are very much a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think he's looking right now. His mindset, I don't think he's looking, hey, maybe if I go somewhere else, it'd be fine. I think right now in the moment, he's just like mentally drained, probably tired of being injured. Tired of losing and just don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And no one is going to feel sorry for, you know, the money that he's making and all that.
Certainly.
But I don't care who you are or how much money you make. When you feel trapped, like there's no way out. And to your point, like, Figgy, like, how difficult is a trade going to be? You know, how much is this going to even be a possibility? I think he feels trapped. Yeah, he makes a bleep ton of money, but it's just like he's like, my option right now is out.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, just regular day-to-day jobs that have like a tough job.
Sure.
And they will leave that tough job for a less paying job just to have that peace.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, with that being the case, we're talking about it from the Joe Burrow perspective. If you're one of these other 31 teams in the NFL, I feel like there's a number of them. I feel like the Browns might not be as easy to sell. I feel like there's a number of them that should be like
3 first round picks.
Hey, Bengals, you want to talk about how you doing? I ain't talked to you in a little bit. And I feel like,
hey, we gave you a quarterback. You got to give us a quarterback back.
Do you have any thoughts as to what teams should be on the phone? Because one very much comes to mind for me, and it's probably the Miami Dolphins.
New Orleans Saints.
The only thing I think is like, Are you? Is he going from the frying pan into the fire there? Right. Like, what is the material change? Yeah. If indeed what I'm thinking is right, and he's just like, I don't like it here, mm-hmm. and this is too much of a uphill battle. Going to the New Orleans Saints, does that change it at all?
Yeah, I think it's better than the Bengals.
I think it's better. Played at LSU, legend. He could be, you know, sort of an Archie Manning type. Let's put this thing back together.
I don't know if anybody wants. No one's ever.
No, I'm talking about like our guy
Archie Manning. Let's got build. Beat up for no reason.
No. You're missing my point here. What I'm saying is, he, you know, on bad teams, he was still the hero. You know, he was still a guy that they were trying to build around, and they never did with Archie. But you know what I'm saying? Like, one of those guys that they're going to embrace no matter what.
I thought about the New York Jets because they got the ammo to make a trade
they
like
do.
That. Mm-hmm. And you got Aaron Glenn, who they foaming at the mouth for a quarterback.
They are. Mm-hmm. So I throw up the Dolphins. You throw up the Jets. I wonder if, especially with the trade that they made this year, mm-hmm. if the Indianapolis Colts aren't just like, all right, empty the barrel. Because that's... Mm-hmm. That feels
what
like
they,
that
what
is.
What do they have?
I don't know exactly how you make it happen.
They gave up one. I think they got one first round pick they could probably trade because mm-hmm. you can't trade more than three right. in 3 years, right?
And they traded for.
They traded two
for Sauce, yeah. But somebody said, God forbid Burrow goes to Minnesota. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That would be kind of scary.
That would be an incredible way to just absolutely, you know. Fix the mm-hmm. bad decisions that they've clearly made there in quarterback. That would be huge there. But I don't think that any of that actually comes to fruition. It seems mm-hmm. like it'd be really difficult to actually make that happen. But that's all possibilities. Some other things around the NFL here. Did you see this at all? I thought this was interesting that Troy Vincent, who is the vice president of football operations for the NFL, he made it public that the NFL has been engaged in bargaining with the NFL Referee Association to extend the CBA. Mm-hmm. And he really termed it as remaining focused on implementing changes in the agreement with the new CBA. Because I think something that can sometimes be forgotten is just as the players have to negotiate with the league, the refs do.
Yeah.
And some of the inabilities of seeing real change with refereeing and stuff happens because it's collectively bargained and they're mm-hmm. held to that. I think that this could be a real real watershed moment for officiating in the NFL because I think we're all fairly tired with the way that it happens in some ways.
Right. Did you know that right now, once the Super Bowl ends, the NFL cannot have any contact with referees until after May?
Yeah.
None. You can't even contact them for whatever, clinics or, you know, rules changes or whatever it may be. It's been, 30 years we've been talking about we need to make these guys full-time employees and such. I think that's what we're talking about here, and I think that's ultimately where they end up.
Yeah, so according to Troy Vincent, what the league is looking to try and get done, and it's their bargaining stance, mm-hmm. The Refs Association will also have their side of this, but they're trying to reward performance so that only high-performing game officials will have year-end bonuses. So right now, you know, obviously mm-hmm. they can kind of determine assignments based off of performance. But the actual year-end bonuses, they're like, only the good ones get that. That's what the NFL is trying to do, which I imagine a lot of fans are like, yes, please. Mm-hmm. Flexibility, and even more flexibility in postseason assignments. So even the thing that they have now, trying to expand that.
Yeah.
A longer probationary period to figure out if officials are really good. So if they underperform early, you have a longer period of time to be like, mm-hmm. actually, no, this has not been good enough.
Yeah.
More training and development. All these things feel like they're evident. I just wonder what the other side of it is for the refs. As they're arguing and bargaining.
And I think the other side of this is if you become a full-time employee, you have to compensate accordingly. Some of these guys are like doctors and, you know.
A lot of lawyers.
And such. So I think the compensation, you know, if you're going to do all that, well, then the compensation has to be, you know, bigger too.
Yeah, so I will be watching this just on a pure intrigue basis because, look, we're coming off of a stretch of, what, like a handful of years where real conversations have been had about mm-hmm. is the league have a script and rigging things and stuff. And now with the like gambling and all of these conversations that are happening in other sports, maybe not as much in football, I think it's imperative to make sure that the administration of the game mm-hmm. gets better as opposed to worse in this time period
now. Totally agree.
So I think that this could be a really interesting moment. I'm interested to see if they're actually able, the NFL is, to get some of these things done.
Mm-hmm.
But That will come with time, especially in the next few months, I believe. Some other things around the NFL. Did you see that the NFL is launching and will financially support a professional flag football league?
I did.
You have any interest in this?
No real personal interest. I think this is their initiative. This thing with girls flag football, professional flag football. I don't think this is going to be like the XFL or UFL or anything like that, where there's some sort of development. I think this is just one of their initiatives that they want to get behind.
So a men's and a women's league are what they're looking for. This does feel like an initiative. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if, like, is this just a thing where they're putting, what, $32 million into this, mm-hmm. the NFL? How much of this is we're trying to do a thing that is just, like, on our minds? And how much of this is something that can be a backdoor benefit to the league at large?
Very, very minuscule, I feel. Really just skilled position players and how many of those, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You made note of the fact that Mike Evans has finally been activated. He was dealing with an injury that had him on the IR. You feel like the Bucs are more dangerous here. I feel like it does not feel like it's too late for that danger to actually be something.
Aren't they still in the hunt for the division?
They are. That division is.
I mean,
is
there you
mess.
Go. I mean that alone, right there. I mean, yeah, they're 7-6. Panthers 7-6. Mike Evans coming back. They got somebody else back too, but. I think this is the Buccaneers are a dangerous team. They've just lost some here recently, but they have been a dangerous team.
Well, I think one of the things, though, is you could say they're a dangerous team, and you're not wrong in that inherently. I think that one of the things that makes them feel like a dangerous team is we go, oh, Baker Mayfield's been pretty good. That actually hasn't been true since the early portions of
lately,
the season.
No, lately they've struggled. That's what I'm talking about. How much better does Baker Mayfield get with Mike Evans on the field?
And that's a good question. You know? I'm interested in seeing, because one of the things about Baker is that over the last few years, he's probably the poster child of, oh, look, the idea of this stopgap quarterback can actually go a lot further mm-hmm. than we had previously thought. What happens if it was just a really good stretch?
Yeah, no.
It's probably unfair to characterize it as such.
I think he's done better than that. You know, it's not like, I think he's done it for several years now. And Mike Evans on the field with him, especially when a play breaks down. I mean, Evans is the king of, high pointing the ball on a broken down play, and then going the distance. No, I think that's a big move for them.
Yeah. So I'll be interested in maybe seeing what that looks like. I'm not that it matters for the Texans at all. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to a place where I'm actually not as afraid of the Bucs just generally. Mm-hmm. But I hear what you're saying, because Mike Evans still remains as one of those incredible dogged players in the National Football League. I forgot to mention this last week. Did you see that Roger Goodell said that the NFL is considering a second Black Friday game?
I did. They just don't care anymore.
They just
don't care. I mean, we knew that. They just don't care.
We're just going to blow all of this mm-hmm. out. And I don't know if they're actually lobbying, but in my mind, I'm like, I imagine the NFL is lobbying to get rid of that Sports Broadcasting Act that stops them from mm-hmm. being able to broadcast on Fridays and Saturdays consistently.
And they probably will.
I think that if they get out.
I'm surprised they didn't get rid of it. Took this long.
Yeah.
I think that if they can manage to like get Congress to do that, which mm-hmm. is quite possible, it's just going to be football all weekend long.
Every single day. Every single day.
Yes, there will be.
There you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on this Thursday, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk to our guy. He is a former NFL pass rusher. He is a delight to talk to. That's why we do it every Thursday. Andy Kalu, we'll talk to him next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come on! Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's right. It's a Thursday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, a thirsty Thursday. So the fellas of the drive will be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown, baby.
Dirty Bay.
Oh, man. I know that Clint's going to be on one.
It's going to be packed out there, too.
I bet.
He usually bring an entourage whenever they're in Baytown.
Yep. So don't just go out and see Ron and Clint. Go out and see Ron, Clint, and the Sterners.
Is Mama Sterner going to be there?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I have to imagine.
Yeah. The last time they was out there, she was out there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm debating on whether or not I want to make my way out to Baytown just to be around, because I have not yet experienced the Sterners, so I want to do that. But more importantly, in this moment, I want to experience what we experience every week, a conversation with the great ND Kalu, which we'll do right now. ND, what's happening, man?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing?
Hey, great, man. We are doing fantastic. I'd like to start here from a larger 30,000-foot perspective, because getting to talk to a defensive player every week is always great for me. I love kind of just throwing questions at you and seeing what you have. And this week, I've been trying to put this Texans defense in a historical context, and I've had such a hard time, especially because I end up being somebody who tries to use numbers to help make it work for me. And across eras, it's so hard. For you, what do you look at when you're you know, appreciating what is a great defense on a historical scale?
You know what? I love that question, because when it comes to defense, yes, you have to look in any category, any KPI, you know, key performance indicator, you have to look at some kind of numbers. But with defense, I just like to look at the game, the tape, and the feel. Because I've played on some very, very, very good defenses led by the defensive coordinator, Jim Johnson. And I thought, like, we were the best across the stat board. But then when we would look at the stats, I was like, whoa, we give up a lot of yards. But we didn't give up a lot of points, and we had a nasty attitude. Brian Dawkins was knocking heads off. So my point is, Reggie, is yes, you look at the numbers, but just watch the game. You know, watch the momentum shifts. Watch the big plays and when the big plays occur. Watch the idea that you have a guy who has a freaking concussion helmet on and he's laying dudes out. Like, that's an attitude. Like, when you have a guy like Jalen Petrie with the concussion helmet, the guardian angel, first of all, they look goofy as hell, but that's telling you, oh, you know what? This player is suffering, or he's coming off a concussion, and then he goes and blasts people the way he does. That lets you know, like, yeah, these dudes don't give a F. And that's something that you have to factor in when you rank defenses. This is by far the best defense in the NFL now. And historically, I would probably put them just a notch below the Ravens when they won the Super Bowl, when Trent Dilfer was a quarterback, the 1985 Bears. You know, again, I said a notch below before somebody tries to kill me on air. But this is something that you're not going to see every year.
So, Andy, I've been waiting all week to ask you this about this. You played for Andy Reid, and you know Andy Reid. And we've been talking about, they said it even on the broadcast, well, Andy Reid is an offensive-minded coach. That's why he went for it on, you know, 4th and 1.5 from his own 31-yard line. And maybe there's that's some of it. But I think a lot of that was he thought that might be his only chance against this defense. What were your thoughts on that? And did the Texans defense kind of get in Andy Reid's head a little bit?
Obviously not enough if he thought he was going to get a first down. Like, I'll say this, John. I wish I could give you some answer. Oh, I played for him 6 years, and this is what he was thinking. I was scratching my head even before they stopped him. I was like, hold on, like the way this defense has been dominating and where you are on the field and you know, you talk about where they were in the game. John, I wish I can tell you because I don't remember my 6 years playing in Philly a decision being made where I was really questioning Andy Reid. He is by far the best coach on any level that I've been around, the most successful, very organized. And when I say the best coach, I'm just talking about how organized, structured he was. Obviously, the wins and the Super Bowl, he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. But I don't know if the thought was, oof, this might be our only chance against this defense, or if he just made a mistake. Like if I would not be surprised if you were able to talk to him behind closed doors and he said, man, I don't know what I was thinking right there, because I don't get it. I don't get it, John.
Yeah.
We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, and got the Cardinals coming up this week. And with everything we've been able to hear thus far from, you know, the principal folks talking, it's, you know, always going to be, you know, pretty congratulatory and pretty, you know, positive. How, in your experience, how much do games in which I think everybody knows that you're the better team, how much does, like, kind of that talk up at the top with the coach speak of, oh, man, it's a good team, how much does that really land at the player level? And, you know, what does that actually feel like when you're actually going into a game from that perspective?
If you have a mature team, if you have a team that really respects the NFL and respects the game, they're going to take that to heart. And look, when you look at the Arizona Cardinals, they only have 3 or 4 wins. I remember earlier in the week, they've been getting their backs beat in. Like, they've been getting their backs beat in. They're on, like, a 7-game losing streak. So this is a team that the Houston Texans shouldn't just beat, but they should dominate. It's okay, in my opinion, for me to say that, for y'all to say that in the Loop. But as long as the players don't believe that, I'm okay, because it's still the NFL. We've heard it, you know, any given Sunday. I believe that's one of those statements that really, truly rings true, especially in the NFL, because there can be a game where Jacoby Brissett reminds us of when he was the backup for the New England Patriots and they came here and beat the Houston Texans. And if I'm not mistaken, Lopez, I know you probably remember better than I think he was third string that year. And Garoppolo, obviously the starter went down, Garoppolo went down, and then Jacoby Brissett came and said, hold my Gatorade and show y'all what I can do. So yeah. I think the players are going to respect, hey, this team that we're playing, they're struggling, but they still have Josh Sweat. They still have Calais Campbell. They still have guys that, you know, if you give them a chance, they'll make plays. But with that said, look, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would put my money on the what do they call the yields that you bet on, the spread. I'll put my money on the spread and everything on the Texans against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I want to go to the other side of the ball. There were still some hiccups offensively, especially in the third quarter. There were still some head-scratching plays. Maybe, you know, the offensive line still was leaking a little bit, again, especially in the third quarter. I walked away from this game, though, thinking about C.J. Stroud making a lot of really good decisions, when to take a risk with the ball on third down or whatever, when to dirt the ball. Are you seeing a little more buy-in from C.J. Stroud?
It feels like it. It feels like he's getting a little more comfortable, and you're right. There were a couple plays where he just throws it into the dirt, and you're like, oh, you know what? That was pretty smart. That was a pretty smart decision. I still want to see that huge breakout game, maybe not against the Cardinals, save it for the playoffs or whatever game they're going to play to try to win the division. But I'm with you. It was one of those games where you're like, okay, good. He's back. He's getting back. Mm-hmm. But with the way this defense has been playing and the way the offense has been kind of sputtering along, and now they're starting to look and feel a bit more comfortable. That's all good for regular season. That's all good for securing a wild card. But I want to get back to the expectations we had before the first regular season game. And I want to see that explosion in a playoff game, in a second-round playoff game, where the defense doesn't have to play Hall of Fame defense. Because as great as this defense is, there's going to be one game this year where we're scratching our heads like, ooh, what happened? And it's like, nothing happened. Life happened. That's just even the 85 Bears. That was my favorite team when I was 10 years old in San Antonio, you know, growing up watching them. There were a couple games back then, believe it or not, I can remember where I was like, ooh, that's not the Mike Singletary-led team that I'm used to loving. So my point is, yeah, that's all cool for the regular season, but I still need to see that game. We still need to see that game. And more importantly, the Texans need to see that game where we can say, man, they won. They beat that 11-2 New England type team because of the way the offense and defense played, and not just because the defense carried them to a victory.
Indy, I feel bad because we saw you this week, and I, you know, there was things that I was like, oh, man, I should have talked to Indy about that then afterwards, but this is kind of a tough question because I think there's a lot of good answers. Who have you been most impressed by this year on this Texans team? I think there's a lot of dudes to be impressed by. Who's caught your attention the most?
Okay, so the most. I hate when people ask a good question and then they rip off like three answers. So what makes it so good, you're going to have me narrow it down to one. The most impressed.
I'm not going
to
be upset if you do rip off three answers.
I have to go – ooh, man. Bro.
Right?
Like, I had an answer. That all right,
talk us through your thought process, because I'm interested in seeing, like, where your brain goes immediately.
Okay. So you gave me the green light. So my brain went, it has to be one of the two edge rushers. So my thought was what Will Anderson is doing right now. Then I thought, as long as Danielle Hunter's been in the game, in the NFL, and the production he's still putting up, that's impressive. Then something just jumped in my head and said, hey, don't forget about Al Shire, because he's had all this negative press. The NFL's trying to villainize him, and he continues to play his game. So it's between those three. I'm going to go Will Anderson. Mm-hmm. There's literally like 7-8 guys. And forgive me, Stingley, the only reason you don't say his name because you don't hear about him. And the reason you don't hear about him is because offenses know not to test him. Yeah. So it's almost like because he's so great, he's not in the conversation. But I'm going to go Will Anderson. I just think that this is a guy, different style, and this may sound crazy, but he has J.J. Watt-type talent, and we're seeing it.
By the way, I remember the game very vividly that broke little 10-year-old Andy Kalu's heart. The 1985 Chicago Bears didn't give up a touchdown, including two shutouts, in three consecutive games. and then they go to Miami on a Monday night and give up 38.
They had
back-to-back shutouts going into that game, 44-0 and 36-0. Then they go to Miami and lose and give up 38. Isn't that crazy?
And you know how I know that's the game?
I remember
it. It was Monday night, and I had to sneak to watch the rest of it because we all know with Nigerian parents, Monday night, I'm supposed to be studying. So I had to sneak to watch the rest.
Wow, it's a school night. You should be sleeping with your nose on your book.
I remember that game so vividly. It was Marino.
That's a great call.
It was Marino, and I was like, how did that happen? They give up back-to-back shutouts. Hadn't given up a touchdown in a month.
Hey, Andy, I've been curious because I know you're out in these Houston streets doing your business and such. Have you felt like an uptick of people just like stopping you to talk about the Texans at all? Like, what are those conversations been like?
Oh, especially the other, because I still jump on other airwaves in different markets, mm-hmm. different cities. And early on, obviously, when they're 0-3 and, you know, week 4 or 5, they're kind of like, oh, you're Texans. What can you say good about them now? You know, acting like some jerks. But now they're kind of hat in hand and, hey, these Texans are great. Like, yeah. You've always knew that the defense. So you feel the respect, to answer your question. You feel the respect. A lot of my contractors, early on, they weren't wearing the Texan sweatshirts that I've given them, but now they're breaking them back out and like acting like they never gave up on the team. So you definitely, especially around the office, you definitely feel that the respect for this defense is through the roof, and they feel like it could carry the team to where they need to go.
Allow them to get back on the bandwagon. We got room.
I'll allow them.
All right, and I hope you feel the respect whenever you jump on with us. We love being able to talk with you, Chief.
Yeah.
Chief Andy Kalu, who joins us every week. We appreciate you, man.
I feel the respect and the love, and it's mutual. So appreciate y'all. Y'all keep up the good work.
There he is, Andy Kalu.
Yeah.
Always joining us here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 on a Thursday.
That was great. I'm glad he brought that. I do. Is there going to be a game? Is there going to be a game?
Like the 38-point Monday night game? Yeah. If there was one, actually, you know what? Let's talk about that a little bit because I do need to get out in this break here. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Rail 610. I want to answer that question, but also we'll talk about what's popping, including the Rockets back in action. We'll do that next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on this Thursday. I just saw something come across the old timeline. Adam Schefter, or actually the Steelers spokesman, is put out a statement that Adam Schefter then shared. TJ Watt is currently in a local hospital in Pittsburgh for further medical evaluation of his lung after experiencing discomfort at the practice facility on Wednesday. So he's not going to practice today, clearly. His status for Monday night's game versus Miami is in question, apparently.
Further evaluation of his lung
after
experiencing discomfort.
That does not sound good, I have to say. I'm not anybody's doctor. Don't have any medical expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't sound good, John Lopez.
Your lung. I mean, you need those to breathe, right?
I've heard that. I believe that is the case. Side of that, the kidneys. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, that is kind of surprising. Well, not kind of. That's very surprising to see happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to play. I mean, an internal injury like that, clearly they're having to evaluate. That would be a little bit scary.
Yeah, so obviously thoughts and prayers as sincerely as I can make that for TJ Watt and obviously the entirety of the Watt family. It actually reminds me that JJ was on, I don't know if it was a podcast because I saw it in writing, but with Jimmy Trina, SI, you know, he does his media podcast, and JJ was talking about like how so many of his games to this point in his first season as a in-game analyst have been either the Texans or the Steelers, where there's a level of association. And how he takes that so importantly, and he does a great job. But obviously, in a moment like this, all that be damned. Like, you know, you feel for him and his family in a moment where you go, oh man, family member. It's, even though you're playing football, I understand this is something that feels like it's outside of the realm of football.
Obviously, we're gonna keep you up to date on that because that sounds like a serious thing.
Yeah. So just saw that, felt like I should bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's popping here? We mentioned it earlier. Michigan head coach. Sherrone Moore was in custody. I don't know. I think he's still in custody last time I checked.
I did see the mugshot. I don't know if he's
still
in custody.
Or at least he was in custody yesterday.
I don't know if it was protective custody or it was because of the alleged assault or whatever. But, unless you have been living under a rock the last 12 to 18 hours, the Michigan story is absolutely incredible. how fast it escalated. The seedy details, some of them that are just rumors at this point that seem even seedier. And then, of course, oh, by the way, we didn't even mention this earlier when we were talking about it. They're playing Texas in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Yeah, they are.
On December 31st.
Which obviously falls by the wayside in this. He was in custody hours after he was fired as Michigan's football coach for having what the school said was a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And when it came down to it, the police statement said that it was at 4:10 Eastern in Ann Arbor. For purposes of investigating an alleged assault, suspect in the case was taken into custody. The incident does not appear to be random in nature. So obviously, at least by the police's estimation, this had some level of tie-in with the emotional distress of losing the job in these circumstances. A wild circumstance that we were talking about could reasonably have knock-on effects in college football with that job being open at this time period. That's a major player in college football. They're going to want to get a good coach. I am still not sure exactly how easy it will be to get a good or even the right coach, quote unquote.
I think they're going to have their shot, and I think they're going to act very, very quickly here for a number of reasons. One, to just sort of change the narrative of what's going on and get away from it, but also the portal is open, and you have a five-star quarterback that was really impressive or had his moments. Bryce Underwood early. You don't want these guys to move. You have, you know, obviously you just signed a recruiting class. Could that flip suddenly? And then on top of that, I mean, it is the Michigan job.
Yeah.
And there are going to be guys that they even maybe even had extensions recently, contract extensions, that Michigan is rich enough and strong enough and certainly has, you know, the name recognition and power to still go get that guy.
All right. So other things that are happening with what's popping. The Astros winter meetings shut down, and they came out with a player during the Rule 5 draft. They actually ended up selecting 25-year-old Rodery Munoz from the Reds in the Rule 5 draft. Last year, he was a starter in 2024, and then he had a relief role for the Cardinals this past year. Posted an 8.18 ERA in 9 major league outings with St. Louis.
He's going to need some serious pixie dust.
Yeah, that car wash is going to have to. He might have to run through it a couple times.
You're going to have to back up the truck with that one.
But this is it's very clear. The Astros are all in on just throwing a lot of bodies at pitching because they need it. They need a lot more bodies in this. I don't know if Munoz will end up being of any real impact with the Astros, but this is another guy that you talk about that you take in, and maybe he ends up being kind of one of those AAA guys that, or maybe ends up being kind of even a quad A guy of sorts, bounces back and forth. But hopefully you can get him to be some level of useful, even if you need him in spots here or there as the season goes along in a very, very long season.
I also think that all these rumors and reports of the players that they have acquired and are acquiring – pitchers with control. Shane Baz is out there as a rumored target.
Yeah.
How much does this say about their confidence level of the guys that have been injured?
I mean,
it has to say something.
It has to say something. Yeah. I think that's fair. And it's, you have to, because last year you went in with that confidence and your hopes were dashed time quickly.
Yeah.
Well, quickly and often, right?
Yeah. There,
how many times did we do it just with Lance McCullers Jr. alone before we talk about Luis Garcia and any of the other guys that you were like, well, we're waiting to see him come back, and what does he look like when he comes back?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you can. I think that this is the smarter way to go about it. See what you can find, and then if you get guys back, it's the cherry on top, because you can't afford, if you plan on doing any level of contending, you can't afford to go in another year with just hopes and dreams when it comes to starting pitching. Also, there's kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. I think it was Chandler Rome on the Crush Shitter Territory podcast talk about the possibility of a return of Fromber.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I did see that.
Okay.
I mean, they could have done it already.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I
but you also circumstance, depending on how the market, because we just went through the winter meetings.
Right.
I think that people got, one of the things the winter meeting serves to do is
they kick the tires.
Get a pulse on what the market is. I imagine in the next few weeks, we'll get a better feel for what that is. And I see you, Texter, saying that you read that Christian Walker and the Mets is possible. Maybe so, especially with them sending Pete Alonso
leave right now.
But are they so desperate to get any first baseman in that they're willing to do a deal there? I don't know. I'd be happy if they did it. Right. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to Christian Walker, I was excited when they made the acquisition, when they signed him.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a place for Carlos Correa and Isaac Paredes.
100%,
without question.
100%.
Some other things that are popping. The Rockets finally back in action tonight. They will welcome in the Los Angeles Clippers and James Harden into town tonight. That's 7 p.m. Did you realize that we've gone through a quarter of the season already? 21 games.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, Oklahoma City Thunder right now,
only lost one game.
They're on pace for the greatest record ever.
And I feel confident they're going to. Did you see them put up? They won by 50 points and plus over the. They had a 50-point lead in the third quarter.
Yeah.
In that game, the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup yesterday.
I mean, I knew they had only lost the one game, but that's what made me think about the quarter that you just talked about. Like, they're on pace for the greatest record ever. Really, we've played that many games. And as far as the Rockets, they had this big break. You talked about it yesterday, mostly because of the NBA Cup the last couple of days. But James Harden back. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the Rockets end up, with their rotation again.
Yeah, at some point, I want to do a little bit of a quick quarter season check in on how you feel about the Rockets. But my time is far spent, and I feel like I want to make mention of something else that happened basketball wise. Before I do, basketball rolls against Jackson State. Expected 80-38. There was a little injury that they had in there that they're going to have to watch because this team and its depth is good. But they had, and of course,
backup big man.
Yes, backup big man.
And Jacob McFarland.
Yes, Jacob McFarland ends up injured in this game. So you'll watch and see because that's one of those things that matters for a team of this magnitude that's going to play a lot of good games. And salute to Texas Tech linebacker Jacob Rodriguez, winning the Lombardi Award for the best linebacker in the nation. He absolutely deserved it. It was fantastic this year. Did you see how the Spurs beat the mess out of the Los Angeles Lakers last night in the NBA Cup?
I was actually quite surprised, but it is a little bit of a, I guess, cautionary. You got to be, pay attention to the Spurs. Pay attention to the Spurs.
They're further along than I anticipated them.
Yeah, they've won 9 out of 12 without Wembanyama, and they're going to be in the semifinals of the NBA Cup after beating the Lakers in L.A., and Wembanyama could come back for that game on Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be a team that you contend with. Now, you've already played them early on. It was the first week of the season. Was it game 2 versus the San Antonio Spurs? And you lost that one. I'm so intrigued to see the next time they match up. And, of course, in this moment, I realized that I did not check and see. But I will find out when that next game is because I am so intrigued to see how this team continues to develop. I mean, they absolutely blitzed the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah. Now, the Lakers have their issues. But this is a Spurs team that is to be contended with in the Southwest Division where your Rockets live. All right. And then you guys didn't actually watch it, you suckers. We talked all about it. And I gave you the heads up yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, I watched it.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
Booyah, the 30 for 30 on Stuart Scott. Well, I will tell you, 90 minutes long, so it's a feature.
Yeah, we need a review.
It is really, really good. Right. I had concerns about sometimes, especially media, we can be navel-gazy. I thought it did a great job. To be fair, Stuart Scott is a fantastic subject. I think that they did a great job of establishing who he was, but then also it was nice to get a level of a feel of early ESPN again and see a little bit inside the walls of that, how it came to be, the dynamics that, stood against Stuart Scott to some degree, because we can easily think back to, oh man, he brought the personality into the Sports Center landscape that made it such a memorable thing for a lot of folks in their development, but that wasn't readily accepted. He had to fight through some things to get there.
Yeah.
And then of course it all stems as rather finishes on the V Foundation, Jimmy V, and all the cancer research that they do. A great reminder of, if you have the opportunity, another instance or another thing that calls to support cancer research, the Jimmy V Foundation. But yeah, it was really good. If you have the opportunity, I personally would recommend you watch it. Not that my recommendation matters, Figgy, John Lopez. Y'all didn't do that last night. It's all good.
Hey, I had my priorities straight.
I bet you did. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm excited to hear about the priorities. I'm not going to line up. Coming up next, Nick Caserio gave us a little bit of the blueprint, or not necessarily the blueprint, but what you're looking at in this opponent, the Arizona Cardinals. There's no way this is a trap game, right? Right? Let's talk about it next.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.